good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, since yesterday's revelations in the New York Times about Governor Cuomo's apparent meddling with the Moreland Commission, there's been a lot of reaction. We're seeing Republicans and government reform groups saying New York Governor Cuomo should respond publicly. Now, he has responded to the New York Times report basically saying he created the commission and it has no jurisdiction probing him.
Well, obviously, the governor is in a very bad spot here. Do I think this is going to hurt his reelection chances? I do not. However, the Times makes it quite clear that they have real reservations about his reelection, and they say that, you know, he's part of the problem, that he came on saying he was going to cure corruption, and then when you take a look at the way he manipulated the situation, he's part of the whole deal. So you know that when they put out a huge sort of white paper answering all of the charges, that they've taken this very seriously, and they must have been running around talking to all the people who might have something to say about this. You have Andrea Stewart Cousins, the head of the Democrats in the state Senate, defending Cuomo. You have the usual suspects defending him. You have some of the people on the commission defending him. And yet, this is not a good time for him. Will he get through it? Absolutely. Will it be permanently damaging? No. It's nothing like Chris Christie and the George Washington Bridge. However, it is embarrassing. And the logic, which is, it was my commission, I could do anything I want with it, is ridiculous, because he got up in the very beginning and said they would be free, independent, unfettered, and he names it. They said he could go after me, he could go after the lieutenant governor, they could go look at, you know, the legislature. Now, remember, David, that one of the most interesting things about this is that there was an argument from the legislature that he didn't have the authority to investigate them. So as you remember, he took the attorney general's office, he deputized everybody, therefore they were allowed to go and look at the legislature. Well, he said from the beginning they could look at him, now they could look at the legislature, and this is seriously embarrassing for him.
Let's go out to Arizona, where the governor there has ordered a review after an execution lasted 2 hours, Alan.
For everybody who's ever put down an animal and just couldn't function anymore and held it in your arms and watched the animal get an injection and go, it's one of the most horrific things any human being can go through. And I can only say that if we can do it with animals, we could probably do it with human beings also, if you wanted a death penalty. But there's so many questions about the death penalty. Look, this guy was proven to be a double murderer. And if these were your relatives, your view about the death penalty is your view. I've reluctantly come around to the decision that the death penalty is not a good thing, only because of the number of mistakes that have been made in the past. And when a Republican governor allows these things to go through, says that she wants to make sure that this doesn't happen again, it's one more nail in the coffin of the death penalty.